Gabriel Iglesias.
When you hear some people talk who embrace the notion of evolution, you might hear them speak about DNA at times. Specifically, you'll hear them speak about how close our DNA is to animals. And most often, they will use the chimpanzee or some other species in the ape family. The argument can sound quite convincing on the surface. They will tell you that a chimp and a human being share 97, and some say 98%, of the same DNA, and therefore, this is supposed to be evidence that we are descended from the ape family. But I thought it might be good to shed a little light on this subject with the help of Ken Ham and the folks over at Answers in Genesis. Let's listen to just a few thoughts on the DNA subject from Ken and see how the facts balance out with the claims and conclusions evolutionists use so often. You might be surprised to learn that even a little bit of actual knowledge on the subject can turn what they think are positive points into real problems for their evolutionary claims. Well, here's Ken with a few observations on DNA.
DNA computer, it's God's technology.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors and contributing writers for Creation Magazine. Well, Ken, I've heard about some new technology about computers using the DNA molecule. But what do you mean when you say it's God's technology?
Well, silicon chip technology is almost at its limit of miniaturization. So computer engineers have been looking to the DNA molecule and its phenomenal information processing and storage capacity to boost computer power. You know, it's been estimated that just 1 gram of dried DNA can hold as much information as a trillion CDs. Now, Israeli researchers have announced a design for a tiny biochemical computer that is not just made of DNA, but also powered by DNA. With no need of any external power source, these DNA computers could have medical applications. If doctors were to place them in the human body, they could possibly identify certain physical malfunctions. They are so small that one droplet could hold 3 trillion of these DNA computers, which could perform an amazing 66 billion operations per second. Mind-blowing, isn't it? Isn't it remarkable that when human technology reaches its limit, we turn to what God created in the beginning and find that it's so much more superior? What a wonderful creator we have.
I've heard people can compare DNA, that molecule of heredity which can store incredible amounts of information, to that of the CD-ROMs we have in our computers. But is that really a good comparison?
Actually, it's not. You see, computer components, such as CD-ROMs, are only able to store information on a flat, two-dimensional surface. But DNA stores information in 3 dimensions and has a much greater capacity for storage. For instance, a CD-ROM can hold hundreds of millions of bits of information. Well, that sounds enormous, doesn't it? But the amount of DNA that would fit on the head of a pin contains enough information to fill a stack of books that would reach from the Earth to the Moon 500 times over. Now, think about the billions of dollars and hours of research plus intelligence that have gone into developing computers. No scientist would ever look at a computer and even think it was a result of chance processes. And yet many of these same scientists look at DNA and insist it arose by chance. When we stand in awe of modern computers, how much more should we stand in awe of the one who invented the incredibly complex DNA, our Creator God?
I recently read that chimps have been joined by yet another monkey type, the bonobo. And they say it's the closest to humans at around 98% DNA similarities. And the gorillas are second at around 96%. But before you're taken in by evolutionary scientists and their never-ending efforts to prove the improvable claims of evolution, understand that we also share 92% of the DNA of a mouse, 44% of the DNA of a fruit fly. And let's see. Oh yeah, you know the stuff used to make bread rise? Yeast? We share 26% of the same DNA with a lump of yeast. Process this. There are about 3 billion letters that make up the human genome. With just that 2% difference between the ape and the human, we're looking at about 30 million bits of formative information. And here's the real kicker. You won't find any chimps, gorillas, or bonobos with increasing percentages. The 30 million bits of differing information has remained the same, and it will continue to do so. Now, the argument is made by science that these changes occurred through millions and millions and millions and millions. Somebody stop me here. And millions of years. So they say we won't live long enough to personally see the changes. The problem with that idea is that if we're talking millions and millions and millions of years, surely we would see a few things to support the claims. Things such as some chimps that are at different stages of the evolutionary process. And then, surely we would see some fossil evidence of the in-between chimps and human stage. I know, you might want to point out that there are pictures of the evolutionary process from ape to caveman to modern human, but the fossil evidence to support the drawings of artists simply do not exist. You can find unique characteristics in bone structure in humans throughout the centuries, put them together in a timeline and try to make it look like this is the evolutionary process. But those differences and characteristics in bone structures have been there throughout the centuries and from different regions of the world, but the DNA is always human for humans and ape for ape. Never anything caught in between. Never. No DNA evidence of anything other than human or ape or fish or lizard or aardvark. I always enjoy being able to work the word aardvark into my conversations. So the next time someone wants to compare you with a monkey, remind them of just how much difference there is in that 2% DNA code. Listen once more to how Ken put it.
For instance, a CD-ROM can hold hundreds of millions of bits of information. Well, that sounds enormous, doesn't it? But the amount of DNA that would fit on the head of a pin contains enough information to fill a stack of books that would reach from the Earth to the Moon 500 times over.
To the Moon and back 500 times. That's a lot of differences. Oh, and one more thing. Did you know that you share 60% of the DNA code of a banana? Well, it's true. Yet, I never hear anyone in the scientific community claiming that we once grew on trees, ripened to an old age in a matter of days, and, well, fell off the tree at some point. Think about it.